This episode was sponsored by Critical Dice and the Endless Bag of Dice.
Welcome to the Compendium, a resource that's designed to help you spend less time learning D&D and more time actually playing.
There's also force damage.
I was going to say, I was just reading that one and it says energy in the title, so I was wondering how that fit into your...
But there's the reason I say energy types is because there's things like absorb elements or resistance spells and potions and things that'll give you one of these energy types, and it'll list out the ones that I just listed out. And oftentimes things like force and psychic aren't there. And then also too, there's not like dragons that have those. And so they seem to live in their own kind of like bubble of commonness, of commonality with them. And force usually is outside of that range. Okay. The most common for force damage, which is just, it's almost like magical bludgeoning, you know, it's just like telekinesis, you know, the telekinesis spell, magic missile is the most common one. And also, I learned this the other day. I was really kind of surprised. Where is it? Eldritch Blast does force damage. So the Warlock's bread and butter, that's force mm-hmm. damage, as opposed to what I would have thought it would be like, you know, like not radiant damage, but like the evil version. So maybe it's necrotic damage, but it's not. It's just force damage. It just has a cool name, Eldritch Blast.
For some reason, I always linked that one with lightning in my mind, just visually.
Yeah, see, everyone has a different kind of vibe on it. But yeah, Eldritch Blast is just force damage, just good old pushing damage. Then there's also psychic damage, which is really cool. Vicious Mockery from the Bard spell list will do this, and it's doing damage of the mind. And yes, you can die from it. I think we've seen enough Freddy Krueger and Pacific Rim movies to know that the mind can kill you. So psychic damage, and psychic damage is great because there's a lot of things that are just so hard to damage because they have so many resistances and immunities. Psychic damage.
Or if nothing else, like high ACs.
Yeah, right? Exactly.
A lot of them are wisdom saves, so it has nothing to do with your armor class.
Yeah, exactly. And then also too, like the barbarian, they get immune to all damage except psychic, unless you take a particular, subclass, and then you are also, you know, immune to that. But psychic is really great, but it's harder to get those kinds of things to do that damage. But and then the last one we haven't touched on is poisoning damage. And so I love it. It's poison. And it says venomous stings. You're like, okay, but that's not poison. That's venom. Come on, it's different. Anyway, it's venomous stings. It's toxic gas from the green dragon's breath weapon, poison daggers. They all do poison mm-hmm. damage, which may or may not also apply the poisoned condition. So one's a damage type, one's a condition, and they're not always the same thing.
Just to keep things simple. Like you do.
Yeah, just to keep things nice and simple. I think those are all the damage types.
I think we skipped over cold.
Oh, I mean, skipped over cold.
It's like, okay, you could kind of figure it out, but let's unpack it a little bit. I'm very familiar with the you know, cold damage type myself, because I am not a winter person.
Yeah, but... and here in Albuquerque, where we both live, like a couple of days ago, we had like, what, 6-8 inches of snow all of a sudden?
Oh, yeah. Overnight.
Overnight. It was like nice. It'd been like in the 60s, like for weeks, like just real chill fall. And then all of a sudden
it's going to be 19.
I don't want to hear that. Cold damage. So those of you playing Rime of the Frost Maiden, you'll know this very well, but a white dragon's breath weapon, environmental conditions, an ice devil, the cantrip. What's the cantrip called? The
chilling touch.
No, chill touch is necrotic. It's not a touch spell either.
Well, of course, chill, necrotic, you know.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. The chill touch is more like a lich slap than anything. What is it? Frost, take it. What's that cantrip? Oh my gosh, I'm gonna lose all my credibility. Oh my gosh.
Start the Jeopardy timer.
Yeah, And I know you're not gonna cut this out because you love doing this to me. Mm-hmm.
I mean, everybody needs, you know, to know that we're all human.
Yeah. Frostbite will do it, but that's not the one I'm thinking of. It's called, oh, come on. Ray of Frost. Huh, see, it was right there. I knew it was like something stupid simple. Ray of Frost will also do cold damage.
That was so is this totally not like, worth it. okay, so I'm thinking like when we were talking about cold damage, for some reason what popped into my mind is I think it was Breath of the Wild, Legend of Zelda mm-hmm. Breath of the Wild, yeah. Where you have to kind of dress differently for different climates.
Yeah.
I think it was that game. Is that something like, I mean, this is usually magical, right? So it's not something that you could combat by just being more prepared and like putting on a winter coat before your adventure.
Right. Yeah. So magical cold damage is not something you take care of with, you know, a parka. But there is natural cold damage. Again, Rime of the Frost Maiden just came out recently, and the environments that many of the characters are going to be in could absolutely cause them to have cold damage done to them in a natural environment. And there's certain races like the Goliaths who actually aren't as effective by environmental cold damage. So that's kind of
cold never bothered him anyways.
Cold never bothered him anyway. That's right. And it's running across and riding on water unicorns. So cold damage like you said, it's a little bit different than cold in the environment, but one could lead to the other.
Thanks so much for tuning into the Compendium this week, guys. I hope you enjoyed listening to the conversation that Jason and I had. Make sure that you subscribe to the podcast so that you're always the first to know every time a new episode is published. They come out every Tuesday and Friday, or if you're a patron on our Patreon account, every Monday and Thursday, since you'll get them a day early. If you'd like to learn more between episodes, you can always follow us on social media by looking up the Compendium, C-O-M-P-E-N-D-M, on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter.